2FM.
Well, in swimming terms, Daniel Whiffen became the first Irish male swimmer to make a long course world championship final. He finished eighth in the final and a time of 7:50.63 seconds, 4 seconds outside his Irish record when he sets in the heat to get to the final. And I'm glad to say he joins me on the line now. Daniel, how are you? Congratulations to you getting to that final. What was it like in the final itself?
Hello, John. Yes, it was great. I enjoyed it a lot and got some good experience from it, from competing with the best.
Yeah, you had a really stacked field, the likes of Feek, the world champion, now world champion, Olympic champion, Paltrinieri. You had a really stacked field against you, so you're in with the elite now.
Yes, it was fun. I knew that I had some really fast in the heats and I got a nice 4 second PB in the heats, which is very surprising. And then the final was just all about experiences and see how long I can stick with the big guys.
Yeah. What was your game plan?
To go out hard and see how long I can stick on for in the race.
You had Costa outside of you, didn't you? The Brazilian. And he went off like an express train. You could lose your focus, can't you, sometimes, Daniel, when somebody as the outside smoker, we call them, goes away and you try and keep up with them. You didn't do that, though, did you?
No, I was. I saw him go and I knew he already won a medal in the 400, so I tried to stick with the Italian Detti on the inside of me because I was looking at through the middle to see where everybody else was. And, I was happy with how I took it out. And, I would say great experience.
I was watching, Daniel, as you turned that 450 heading for the 500 marker and the three outside of that again were starting to get away. Does it get difficult when you're losing ground to keep the motivation, to keep the focus, to keep pushing yourself?
I would say that I didn't really lose any motivation because my plan was just to see how long I could stick with them, and if they went away, they went away, and I'm still representing Ireland in the final. But it obviously is sad to see them push on, but you know, I've got 2 years till the next Olympics, and hopefully we can build through to that and try to stick with them for the whole 800.
So what do you plan on stick with them for the whole 800? I mean, it's not as simple as just training harder. How do you improve those? Now, it's not that far, those couple of seconds. How do you try and improve that in the next 2 years?
Well, it's all about, in the 800 especially, is about how like easy you can go in the heat to make the final. So obviously I had to go like a 4 second personal best to make the final, and then where the others went the same time as me to make the final, but then they can drop 7 seconds in the final because they're running at like 85-90% in the heat. It's all about how slow you can go in the heat to then be able to push on the final.
So you're also a 1500 meter. Sorry, Rui, you're also a 1500 meter swimmer as well. Which do you prefer?
That's a hard question. I mean, I'd say the 800, but the 1500 is still a really good event to compete in, and I've still got that coming up on Friday, so it should be a good race too.
Can you make a final?
I hope so. That's another goal, and hopefully become the first Irish man ever to break 15 minutes as well would be a nice target to hit.
So Daniel, what do you do to recover now after a PB in the heat of the 800, getting to the final? You've got the 1500 coming up. What are your next couple of days? What are you going to do?
So I just did a nice 2.5K swim down there, and then tomorrow I will take a rest morning and just try have a lie in, and then I'll come in and just keep swimming consistently after that. I'm going quite easy, and then when it comes to Thursday morning, we'll start building back up the pace again. So then have a good 1500 on Friday morning.
Don't you like the way you said it? Just a nice, easy 2.5K.
I feel like laying down just listening to it. It has me warm down after swimming 800 in the race. Oh my God.
You won a heat of the Olympic Games as well last year, Daniel, and that kind of brought us to, or you to our attention. You've been at Loughborough University now for a while. What was that like, winning a heat? I know swimming is based on time rather than winning heats, but that was a great moment for you and your family, wasn't it?
Obviously first Olympic Games, and to go in, I wasn't even, I think it was in maybe the second or third heat, and then to win it was from the outside lane as well, which was obviously really cool. Yeah, I'm just happy that I'm still progressing onwards from that, and now I'm in the heats with obviously the Olympic champion.
You're only 20 years of age, as you say. You've got 2 year cycle left to Paris. You'll only be 22 then. I mean, you've got quite a long career ahead of you if you decide to stick with it, but you're doing the distance races and that is tough. How do you see the next 2 years in the cycle going for you?
For this season, we were, our goal was to make the final, and then next year obviously is to make the final again and keep progressing my place in the final. So next year, you know, I'd like to be a medal hopeful, and then by Paris I'd like to hopefully be on the podium for Ireland in the summer.
Yeah. Are you doing the Europeans this year or is it just the Worlds?
Just the Worlds, and then I've got Commonwealth Games.
Of course.
As well.
Yeah. And Commonwealth Games as well, that's obviously something that's high in your priority list, is it?
Yes. Hopefully we'll bring home a medal for Team Northern Ireland.
Yeah. Your brother swims as well, doesn't he, Jonathan?
Nathan. Yeah, he does. He's swimming Loughborough as well, and he's actually just decided to start doing distance swimming, so I'm sure he'll be gunning to come and take me out at some point.
I'm just thinking here, Daniel, by the time you get to Paris in 2024, you'll probably have swam across the Atlantic Ocean and back. You'll have better swimming than I love the motivation. I'm worn out at the other end of a sporting career, but the work you have ahead of you, it's just absolute love for the sport you do.
Yeah, I do love it. It's great getting up at 6:30 in the morning every day.
You must love it. There's no way you do it.
Well, listen, Daniel, we wish you the very, very best of luck in your future career. And the immediate one is the 1500 at the World Championships. You become the first male swimmer from Ireland to make a world final at long course. I mean, no, Shane Ryan has done it at short course, but this is the Olympic size pool. Terrific achievement. 8 today in the final, and hopefully go a little bit better in the 1500 later on this week. That's Daniel Whiffen there.